This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
AT&T's WarnerMedia have just announced that its new video streaming service will cost more than Disney and Apple's upcoming products. So HBO Max will be launched in May at $14.99. This is the same price, and it essentially will be a flashier version of the existing HBO.
Yep, AT&T predicts that HBO Max will lose $4 billion over the next 3 years before becoming profitable in 2025, and the AT&T executives are looking to convince investors of their high-stakes gamble on media.
Yeah, I mean, this is on the back of the ongoing streaming war saga, right? So as we know, competition is about to get even hotter there because Apple TV launches tomorrow and Disney Plus launches at the end of next week. And both are much cheaper than the Netflix current price of $12.99. I'm just curious, like, you know, who's going to win at the end of the day, you know?
Yes, indeed. I think that is the question that most of us have right now. So for an outlook on streaming this morning, we hear from Matthew Bloxham. He's a media technology and telecoms research analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence London. Thank you for joining us, Matthew. Now, with all of these different players now in the streaming space, which do you think is most poised to take the lead?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously an interesting time. You know, I think we kind of refer to it as disruption 2.0 in the streaming world, with these kind of these big players coming on the heels of Netflix. I mean, obviously Netflix is the leader right now with 150 million or so customers with a big international presence. I think, you know, when you look across the new ones coming out, you kind of just have to think that Disney and Apple are in the best position to kind of really grow scale businesses, not just in the US, but internationally as well. And that's a combination of factors, but, you know, they're just such big, well-known brands with big existing customer bases and good content lineups that, you know, I think they'll kind of find it easiest, I think, to kind of gain momentum and already have that kind of brand recognition with customers.
And we paid a lot of attention to price when it comes to streaming platforms. But is this so-called streaming wars a competition based on pricing or content?
I think it depends a lot on who you are as a platform. So I think, yeah, if you look at Apple and Amazon, they're in a bit of a different position to the others because, you know, they have big customer base. You know, Apple has about 2 billion or so kind of active device users around the world. Apple TV Plus, you know, it's kind of bundled in with new iPhone subscriptions now. So, you know, certainly for the kind of next year or two, they're going to grow with that platform by effectively offering it as a free add-on. You know, similarly for Amazon, although there is a kind of standalone price point for their TV service, you know, really it's a kind of value-added feature of their Amazon Prime service. So I think, you know, a lot of customers are not going to be weighing up whether they stick with Amazon versus Netflix or some other streaming program, because effectively they're getting the value they want for all the other things like free delivery. I think for the others, you know, for Netflix, definitely for HBO, definitely for Disney, content is critical, and yet there you've kind of got two very different markets. You know, Disney, to some degree, is more of a kind of niche service, you know, kind of has a much more kind of family appeal. And I think, yeah, everybody was surprised about how low they pitched their pricing. But, you know, it means that really it's not becoming a direct competitor to Netflix. I think it becomes tougher for HBO versus Netflix. You know, they're looking for kind of scale and mass appeal. And I think there's going to be much more of a kind of head-to-head rivalry potentially between Netflix and HBO. And I guess that's kind of reflected in the price point that HBO has come out with, you know, $15 a month.
Netflix also introduced a mobile-only plan in Asia, which is about half the price of the regular plan. I think it indicates that Netflix is trying to really hook the international viewers before the newcomers enter these markets. How important are international viewers going to be for the newcomers?
I think they're going to be incredibly important because, you know, when you look at how much money is being invested in content, you know, Netflix content bill is about $18 billion a year, and all of the other services are going to be putting billions of dollars a year into content. You know, you need to get a return on that from a big customer base, and, you know, the US market is nowhere near big enough on its own to generate that return. So international customer base is going to be hugely, hugely important to all these platforms.
And speaking of that international customer base, how important is localized content going to be going forward?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be increasingly important, I think particularly for Netflix, but also HBO to some degree has built its reputation and its appeal through the quality of its kind of US-originated content. And there's clearly a global audience for that kind of content. So it may well be that HBO strategy in the future is just to kind of continue with that very clear positioning in the marketplace and that there will be an audience for that. I think for companies like Netflix that are kind of really looking to grow substantially even beyond the scale they have now, then that local content is going to be critical to kind of create that relevance to local audiences, I guess particularly in Asian markets and even in European markets where, you know, perhaps there is much more of a kind of cultural difference and, you know, US content can only take you so far. And I think in particular for Netflix, who are already starting to lose some of the content that they bought in from other parties, they're going to lose that content in the next 2 or 3 years, so they have to replace it with something. And so I think they need that kind of locally relevant content to make themselves stand out.
Thank you very much, Matthew. And that was Matthew Bloxham, Media Technology and Telecoms Research Analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence in London. Interesting that Netflix and HBO will basically be going head-to-head now since they are very similarly priced and they are also targeting the same demographic, really.
Yeah, but I think at the end of the day, you know, if we look at the US studies, definitely you can have more than one kind of streaming device at home. Maybe not more, maximum two. In US is common, up to three. So, like, there's currently 4 or 5 big players. Let's see who survives or whether there'll be consolidation in this industry.
Yeah, also I think that you can't run away from the fact that content is king. So you still, for people like Apple, which has a big ecosystem, they will still have to spend on content.
Indeed. But right now we are heading into a few messages for you and then we'll be back with more content of our own, some local stories. So be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.